We are on Daat Amud Aleph, still right on the Mishnah. Hareini Kishimshon. Yes, we got some work to do. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hareini Kishimshon. The person says, "I'm like Shimshon." Shimshon, in case we didn't remember, was a Nazir, right? And he says, or he says, "Keben Manoach." Manoach was the father of Shimshon, like the son of Manoach. Kebal Delilah. I'm the husband of Delilah. Kemisha Akar Delasos Aza. I'm like the person who uprooted the doors of Aza. That's where the Shimshon, you know, did all of his heroic stuff. Kemisha Nikru Plishtim Es Enav. At the end of his life, Shimshon's eyes get taken out by the Plishtim. Harei Zet Nazir Shimshon. That person can become a Nazir Shimshon. We're going to talk about what does it mean to be a Nazir Shimshon. But that person says any of these things, so they, we'll see what does it mean, how many of these things, they become a Nazir Shimshon. Fine. So says the Gemara as follows. Let's look at the Gemara. So Gemara says, "Lamali lemisnei kol halin." Why do you tell me all these things? You just told me any nickname for Shimshon. You say I'm going to become like Shimshon. That's enough. So any nickname works, right? Why do you list all of them? So we're going to explain. Sricha, no, I need it. Why do you? Amar harini kishimshon, havini shimshon achrina. Maybe you say, I'm like Shimshon. Maybe I'm like, I don't know, Shimshon, Rafal Hirsch. I'm like a different Shimshon. I'm not, it's Shimshon. For sure. How do you know for sure it means Shimshon the Nazir? Right? So if you just said Shimshon, that's not enough. Maybe it's a different Shimshon. Kamash Malan, Keben Manoach. No, like Ben Manoach. Vitan, Keben Manoach. And you just said Keben Manoach, have, or me, those two, have Amina, Ikedimit Miskiri Hachi. Right? Maybe there's someone else who's called that. Right? Kamash Malan, Kebal Delilah, who commissioned Nikrit Plishti Mesenov. And that's what it says, more and more examples. So take a look at Tosfos on the left side. Kishimshon kibem manoach kibad delayla. Says Tosfos as follows. Aval kishimshon lichudei, o kibem manoach lichudei, lo sagi. Achiyomar shloshtan. Right? Two of them is not, you know, or any of them alone, or the first ones alone is not enough. Just Shimshon or just ben manoach, neither of those is going to be enough, unless you say three of them together. Kedimucha kibem gemara. Right? So that's what the Gemara means. It says like you have to put a bunch of them together, right? Mikan ve'ilach garis v'beirutam u'kemisha akar delosos aza bevav. Right. So beirutam says the language is harini kishim shem kibem manoach kibad alela u, right? And he has this language. Ooh, kemisha akar delasos aza, right? Bevav, it's a vav. Kemisha nikru plishtim es enav. De o ka'amar. Klamar, o shi omar kemisha akar, o kemisha nikru, etc. Right? De iamar kibal delayla lechud. Meaning the point is you have to add one of these things at the end. Right? Because if you just said the husband of Delilah by itself, o kemisha akar delasos aza, or just the person who took off the doors of Aza, lechud, o kemisha nikru plishtim es enav, lechud, de have nazir shimshon. De bahal lek limite. Meaning, so, point being, that some of these ones at the end by themselves would work. Okay? So the point being that if you said any of these ones earlier, what the Gemara seems to tell me is that any of the, you know, just Shimshon or Ben Manoach, that's not going to be enough. Because that could be another people. But the person who the Plishtim took his eyes out, like, what, Johnny, who that happened to? No, like, I mean, you're talking about a very specific person. So the point being that the vav there, the way Rabbi Tam presumably wants to explain it, is that having the vav means and any of the, but really means like almost like an O. But if you said these ones, that would be enough. So the point being that it's really just the earlier ones that by themselves don't work, but the later ones by themselves, taka would work. Fine. But the point being, you have to make it clear what you're referring to when you have that clarity, so then you become a Nazir Shimshon. Fine. So it says the Mishnah, that you told me about this idea, ma be Nazir Olam le Nazir Shimshon. So it says the Mishnah. So what is the difference between a person who became a Nazir Olam? And if you're confused why the Mishnah is all of a sudden referencing Nazir Olam, we never heard about that either. The Gemara is going to be bothered by that too. Okay? So what's the difference between a person who's Nazir forever to a Nazir Shimshon? So what's the difference? Nazir Olam, the person says he's going to be a Nazir forever. Hichbid Saro, if his hair gets too heavy and thick, make a bitar. He can thin it out with a blade. Maybe Shalosh Behemos. And he becomes and he brings three animals. We'll see what that means exactly. If he becomes tamei, maybe korban tuma. He brings a korban tuma. But nazir shimshon hichbid saru ain't a mikol. A person who's a nazir shimshon, when his hair becomes thick, he cannot make it thinner with a blade. V'im nitma ain't a maybe korban tuma. And if he becomes tamei, he doesn't bring a korban tuma. Okay, so let's see. So nazir olam, says the Gemara. Man de Karshmei, Nazir Olam. Who said Nazir Olam? We just introduced the Nazir Shimshon, so now the Mishnah explains what a Nazir Shimshon is. But Nazir Olam, no one ever heard of that. Who said, what are you, all of a sudden, what's the difference between this and this? You didn't tell me what the thing is to know the difference. So says the Gemara, no, Chasuri Mechzor V'Hachitani. There's something missing. And this is what it means. Ha'omer Hareni Nazir Olam, Harei Zen Nazir. Person says, I'm a Nazir Olam. So fine, then they become a Nazir. Right, how is a Nazir Olam? So a person is a Nazir Olam, they become a Nazir Olam. Fine. But Ma Bei Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. So the point being, the Mishnah really meant to introduce it, and then says, okay, so what's the difference in Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? So Nazir Olam, Kichbid Sarah, make of a tower, maybe Shalosh Behemos, maybe Korban, Tuma. Nazir Shimshon, Kichbid Sarah, any make of a tower, Be'enil, maybe Korban, Tuma. Fine, that's just explaining that. There's something missing, the introduction to the idea of a Nazir Olam. Fine.
When we say Nazir in the Gemara, we're generally referring not to a Nazir Olam.
Right? Typically, when we say Nazir, we usually Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom.
Right.
Okay. And most times we talk about a Nazir, we're talking about a regular Stam and Nazir, which is 30 days. So Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon are going to be like different variations of Nazirs. Correct. That's correct. No, Just look at the Mefarish for a second. Look at the Mefarish, four lines in the bottom. And Dalam Aleph, Hareni Nazir Olam, Hareza Nazir. So Kol Yumei Chayiv, right? So the Mefarish says he becomes a Nazir for the rest of his life. That's what Nazir Olam means, presumably, right? Dechi Amar Hareni Nazir Olam, Mashmid Naziris, Kibel Alav Ad Olam. Lefikach Kevin Shegiel Olamid Yom, Sheyesh Lo Kovid Sear Beka Batar. So when 30 days come up, and his hair is getting long, he can thin it with a blade. Umegaleach kolam and velamid, and he can do that every 30 days. He can do that. Question is, when he says megaleach kolam and velamid, does he mean megaleach totally? Like mamish, it sounds like we have to see if it means like with a blade as opposed to scissors, right? Tar is like not a very normal way of getting a haircut. So what exactly does that mean? But the point being, there's some, because it sounds like his Nazir Olam, he gets a little dispensation. Then he gets, every 30 days he's allowed to do something, right? But fine. And just keep going. So in every 30 days, he brings three korbanos. Every time it's going to be expensive to be a Nazir Olam. Right? So every 30 days, you bring three korbanos. V'imnitva mevi korban tuma, and if he comes to him, he brings a korban tuma. Keves ben shnaso, la sham v'shtei tarim, o shnei b'nei. No, these are the korbanos he brings. Avam akabal alav nazir shimshon, hareze nazir olam, ula olam eno meka batar. Right? But a Nazir Shimshon is like another level of Nazir. It's funny, because Nazir Shimshon, right, is also like a Nazir Olam. So, but he is if Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir Olam, right, but can never cut his hair at all. That's what was unique about Shimshon. He never cut his hair. Right? Vim nitva eno maybe korban tuma, but if he comes tamei, he doesn't bring korban tuma. Why? Shkema tini b'Shimshon she nitma lemesim. We're going to explain now. In a second, that Shimshon became tamei. So it sounds like a Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon are both like lifelong Nazirus, but the Nazir Olam is allowed to do something to thin his hair. To cut his hair a little bit every 30 days and brings a korban. And if he comes to Tameh, he brings a korban tuma. But another Shimshon, no touching the hair ever, but doesn't have to bring a korban tuma. Fine.
He goes to Rashi to your question, saying that he can only trim his hair, he can't shave his head. He
can't shave it, totally.
And then he also said that when he trims it, he can only use a razor, but he can't use scissors.
Yeah, use scissors, good, exactly. Right. That's it. Right. When we say make a batar, usually it means to exclude scissors. Good, okay, good. Good. Okay, so let's keep going down on my base. So it says Gemara as follows: Korban hu delamaisi avad aziras chayla ale. Right. So this korban, right? Let's look at the Tosfos on the top, right? Korban hu delamaisi. One thing we're going to find in Maseches Nazir is that Tosfos is much less like big kashas with like long conversations and much more like a Rashi, right? Like a longer Rashi that kind of just explains along with us a little bit. So look on the right side. Korban hu delo ma'asi, perish, Nazir Shimshon. Right? I mean, a Nazir Shimshon doesn't mean a Korban, right? Aba Naziris chayalei, but he becomes a Nazir. Anyways, klomar, le'in sha'asa l'tamos l'meisin l'chachila. Right? Meaning, it sounds like when we say, if he becomes Tameh, he doesn't bring a Korban. What's the implication? He shouldn't become Tameh. But if he does, he doesn't bring a Korban. That's what it sounds like, right? So Korban hu delamaisi about a Ziris Chayadalei, right? It sounds like that, that he doesn't bring a Korban, but he's a Nazir in the sense that he also can't become Tameh. So Mani Masnisen, who's that? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Shimon. That's not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. If you don't know who they are yet, don't worry, I'm going to be introduced to them right now. Desanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nazir Shimshon mutter litmat l'tameh l'meisim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Nazir Shimshon is permitted to become Tameh L'meis, just as an aside, but not an aside, the little aleph on top of mutter, that's how we pass it. We pass that a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to become Tameh L'meis. Shekei matzidi b'shimshon shenitma, because we find cases, and the Gemara is going to explain later how we know this, but that Shimshon himself became Tameh L'meis. It's a little bit, quote, obvious, in the sense that Shimshon spent a lot of his time murdering people. Right, that's what he did a lot. Again, he's murdering bad guys. But Shimshon kills lots and lots and lots of people. So if he was super careful not to cut his hair, but he was not careful at all about being around dead bodies. So it sounds like, you know, so he says it must be that Nazir Shimshon is permitted to become Tomei because that's what Shimshon did all the time, became Tomei. Shimon Omer no, ha Omer Nazir Shimshon lo Omer Klum. Shalomatsini b'Shimshon shiyatsa Niziris mipiv. Shimon goes even, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Nazir Shimshon can become Tameh L'meis. Shimon says, a person becomes Nazir Shimshon, didn't say anything, right? Because Shimshon never said, I'm becoming a Nazir, right? Shimshon became Nazir because the Malach came to his father Manoach and said, when your son's born, don't cut his hair. But like, that's not something Shimshon ever said about himself. Okay.
But if you are near a non-Jewish body, are you Tameh?
So being under the same ohel of a non-Jewish body does not make you Tameh. So if you're like in a room and there's a body of a non-Jew, it does not make you Tameh. You just know Tumas Ohel. But Tumas Maga there is. If you touch a dead body, you become Tameh. Yeah. That's one of the whole shalas of a Kohen who wants to be a doctor and needs to go to do, what do you call it?
Anatomy.
So the anatomy that you work with the cadaver, so that's the whole shayla. How they do that? So one of the possibilities is you can assume that all the bodies are non-Jewish, so they could be in the room, maybe, but they can't touch the body. So that's like one of these shaylas. I mean, it's much more complicated than that, but that's part of this whole conversation because, again, a non-Jewish body is mitame b'maga but not b'oha. Okay, so money. So then who is this opinion that he can't become tame, another Shimshon can't become tame, but he is forbidden to become, but doesn't bring the korban, but he's forbidden to come tummy. That sounds like not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so e Rabbi Yehuda ha amra afil lechachila. Right, if it's Rabbi Yehuda who just says he can become tummy lechachila, umas nisin katani im nitma. Right, and the Mishnah says if it became tummy, but we said Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that he can become tummy. E Rabbi Shimon ha amra lechachila nizir's klal, and Rabbi Shimon says he doesn't come nazir at all. Right, so in terms of tumah. So what's going on here? So la olam Rabbi Yehudi. No. So this our Mishnah, which says that he, if he becomes tummy, doesn't mean korban tumah. That is Rabbi Yehuda, who says he's mut to become tummy. So what are we talking about? I did the katani gabe nazir olam im nitma. When he becomes nazir olam, the language is, and if he becomes tummy, he does X, Y, and Z. So tananami gabe nazir shimshon im nitma, meaning not because he's not supposed to become tummy. And if he did, okay, fine, we'll leave him alone. No korban. No. Nothing happens. There's no chiyuv to bring a korban. There's no requirement even to not become tameh. Just the language of emnitma is mirrored. We have this all the time, right? The Mishnah is, if language in one side of the Mishnah, you have the same language on the other side of the Mishnah. But it doesn't really mean that it's only b'dieved. Oh, if he became tameh. No, he can become tameh. Just the language of emnitma means, and he, if he becomes tameh, nothing happens because there's no issur to become tameh. Okay. So that explains who we're talking. So our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. And Gemara wants to take it further. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in general, they're machlokas in general. And we say that the author of our mission is Rabbi Yehuda. But there is a machlokas here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So again, Rabbi Yehuda says Nazir Shimshon can become Tameh, and Rabbi Shimon says that Nazir Shimshon didn't say anything. Fine. So So what's this? This is a machlokes between Tehani Tanai Kamifli. These Tanaim, which Tanaim? This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah in Nidar. Harei Alakir, but we're at the beginning of Nidar, so. If you don't remember, it's Nidar Yud Beis. But okay. This Nan, Harei Alakir, a lot of Dafga, like 80 Dafga. This Nan, Harei Alakir Bechor. So the person says, I'm going to become like a Bechor. Not a Bechor human, a Bechor animal. Not me. That this item, like a loaf of bread, let's say, is like b'chor. What's a b'chor? So we have the rule, right, in general, that if a person has a flock of sheep, the first one that's born has kedushas b'chor, right? Kedushas b'chor, then kedushas b'chor, it's not allowed, you can't use it for anything, you're supposed to, it's supposed to, becomes kadosh, reading the base of Megdash, etc. So if the person says, this loaf of bread, harei like a b'chor, it should be like a b'chor. We had this concept a long time ago, right? You're like a hatpasa. You're making your item like another kadosh, like another item that's usher, right? So you say this loaf of bread is like that thing which is also usher, like a korban, for example. Okay, so a person says I read like kibuchor. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov Oser, Rabbi Yossi Matir. So Rabbi Yaakov says you say that your loaf of bread is like a bechor usher. Yossi says no, it's mutter. You said it's like a bechor, it doesn't work. Okay, my love Rabbi Yehuda Savarla Rabbi Yaakov the Amar Lo Ba'inan Davar Hanidar. Rabbi Shimon Asafel Rabbi Yosi Damar Ba'in and Davar Hanidar. So maybe some locals, whether you need a Davar Hanidar. What do you mean Davar Hanidar? So look at the Mefarish. Hare Alai, three lines down from the top of the page. Hare Alai Kikar Zu. Right, this loaf of bread could become like a bechor. Rabbi Yaakov Oser. Rabbi Yaakov says it's Aser. Why? The lo Ba'inan Shehei Isuro B'Davar Hanidar. We don't have a rule that if I'm going to compare one permissible item to an usser item, and I want to make it usser, we don't have a requirement that the item be something that became usser through a nether. Davar hanidar means something that became usser. Something can be usser like chazer. If you say this is like pig, so that's fundamentally usser, right? Bacon is fundamentally usser. But if it's like a korban of an animal, right? So a korban, a cow is fundamentally mutter. It only becomes usser because I took a nether. I said this korban is going to become hektish. Right, so davar hanidar is something that is not fundamentally forbidden; only became forbidden through my language. If I say kikar zeh is like, I don't know, this animal which I made into a korban, I set it aside as a korban. So that item is a korban, is an item, it's a davar hanidar. It's something that's been already became usher through somebody said. So that's exactly the same thing, right? Now the bread will be like that thing. I'm ushering it with my mouth, just like this thing was fundamentally mutter, became usher with my mouth. Okay? So Yaakov says, but a bechor is a bechor davar hanidar. Bechor becomes usher because it's born. It's born that way, right? It's a bechor. So Rabbi Yaakov says, if you say your bread's like the bechor, no problem. Why? I don't care that you want, what are you trying to tell me? That the item is usher. I can't get benefit. So I have to use something that is specifically became us the same way? No, I don't care. Lo ba'in and davar hanidar. Kegon, chatas, or shlamim, something like that. I don't need that. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, like Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar, lo ba'in. Fine, so that's what Rabbi Yaakov holds. And the other side, right, Rabbi Yossi says, no matir. Why is Rabbi Yossi matir? Because he says, that's not the same thing. You want to make it usher like a bechor? A bechor is fundamentally usher. The bread is not fundamentally usher. So it doesn't work. That's the machlokas. So we want to say, so maybe I'll argue, fine, that Yehuda Savar la Rabbi Yaakov Amar lo ba'in davar hanidar, right? So look in the Mefarish again, Hachanami, ki Amar Harini Nazir Shimshon, again, so now let's go back to who we are. So Yehuda says, like Rabbi Yaakov, lo ba'in davar hanidar, meaning Rabbi Yaakov says it's usher, the bread becomes usher. So why is that? Why is that Rabbi Yehuda? Because Hachanami ki Amar Harini Nazir Shimshon, have a Nazir. So when you say I become a Nazir Shimshon, it works. Even though I forgot the Shimshon lo yatsa nazir shemkiv, you're not nazir Shimshon. Shimshon never said anything. Shimshon was mibete. Right. From birth he was a nazir. So maybe you want to argue. It's a clever idea, right? So Yaakov should say, Yehuda should be like Rabbi Yaakov. I don't care if the person's status was through their mouth or just fundamentally that way. Rabbi Shimon the Omer lo have nazir. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't come a nazir. Sub like Rabbi Yossi the Amar mutter mishum the lo hitpis ela bebechor. So Rabbi Shimon wants to, maybe you want to say Rabbi Shimon's like Rabbi Yossi, who says, you can't make that bread usher by calling it like a bechor. Bechor is fundamentally usher, Right? So same thing. You wasn't Nazir Shimshon. That doesn't make any sense. Right? Shimshon didn't make himself a Nazir. So maybe that's the Machlokes. It's a very, very interesting idea. Okay. So let's just go back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Lema b'plukta d'hani tanai k'mifli d'tznan ha'ri alake b'chor ha'ri Yaakov oser Rabbi Yossi mat." I'm just reviewing where we were. My love, Rabbi Yehuda savor like Rabbi Yaakov. Dar b'lobani davar nidar. Rabbi Shimon savor like Rabbi Yossi. Dar amar ba'inin davar nidar. Fine, maybe that's machlokes. The answer is Gemara, lo, no, it's not true. The kulei alma ba'inin davar nidar. Everyone agrees. It's not true. Everyone agrees that you need a davar hanidar. You actually need the item has to be fundamentally that you made us or yourself to make this nether work. Okay, v'shane gavah b'chor. What's unique by the b'chor case? Person says it should be like a b'chor. D'chziv bei l'Hashem l'rabo says a b'chor. Okay, there's something unique about b'chor that the language of by the b'chor says it's l'Hashem to include it also as like a davar hanidar, even though it's really not. But it's you know included. Fine. Rabbi Yossi amar lacha. So Rabbi Yossi amar lacha, hahu l'Hashem mibarli l'rabos chatas v'asham. Rabbi Yossi said, no, l'Hashem is not to teach me that the b'chor is included. It includes chatas and asham in this case. Fine. But says the Gemara, okay, but umaris l'rabos chatas v'asham, l'hotzi is b'chor. Rabbi Yossi, why, how do you know that the Hashem comes to include chatas and asham, that person getting separated these things is chatas and asham, and those are not going to be included, that if you make something like those things, it's going to be usher, if not b'chor, how did you know to do that? So he says, mar bani chatas v'asham, shekein mar pisam b'nether. And I'll tell you why, because chatas and asham, you took a nether to make them into what they are, right? An animal's not born in asham; it's born an animal, and you make it an asham, right? And again, I exclude b'chor. Why? Because again, you didn't do anything; it happens by itself. Rabbi Yaakov amalacha b'chor na'ami ma pisa b'nether. Rabbi Yaakov says, actually, it's not true. There is something you do by the b'chor. What's that? Desanya shall base Rabbeinu amru minayin lenod alo b'chor besoch edro shemitzvah alav lahakdisho. So because they said in base Rabbeinu that even if a b'chor is born, you're supposed to be makdish the b'chor. Shenemar hazachar takdish. You're supposed to do something. Not the zachar is not kadosh, but takdish. You have to do something. Something you're supposed to say, right? So you see the b'chor also has something that you do. It's not just born that way. Rabbi Yossi amar lacha, nehi de mitzvah lahakdisho. He says, I know you're supposed to do something, but ilo makdish le, mi lo kadosh. If you didn't do anything, it's going to happen anyways. You can say, oh, here's the b'chor. I didn't say it. So you can use it. No, you cannot. But it's kadosh anyways, whether you say it or not. So that's why, fine. So that's what Yossi says back. Fine. But the Gemara says back. But by Nazir, nami ksiv l'Hashem, which by the way, by Nazir also it says l'Hashem. Okay, so maybe that also should come to, tell me something here. So no, why does it say l'Hashem by Nazir? I'll tell you why. L'chad desani. I'm Shimon HaTzadik. So Shimon HaTzadik has the following. A little story. Miyamai lo achalti asham nazir. In my life, says Shimon HaTzadik, I never ate an asham nazir. The Mefarshim explained, why do you say never ate an asham nazir? An asham nazir is something the person brings a nazir when he became tameh. Let's say you spent 20 days as a nazir. And then, whatever, something happened. Someone knocked into you and you fell into a cemetery. You became tameh. It wasn't your fault. So what starts to happen? You're like, oh, now I blew it. The nazirs didn't work. I now have to bring korbanos. Ugh, I wish I was never a nazir. You have charata on your nazirus, what might happen? Maybe we have a concern that your nazirus wasn't real, and now the korbanos that you bring are like bringing chulin lazar. It's not real korban nazir. Okay? So he says, I never ate an asham nazir, because I always felt like the guy maybe was, both Tosfos and the Mefarsh says, that maybe the guy, once he has to bring an asham nazir, he's like changing his mind, sort of, right? So, fine. Chutz mi adam echad. Except for one person. Shabbat alai min adarom. He came from the south. Yafe enayim v'tov roik. Tov roik is very handsome. V'kavtsosav seduros lo tal talim. And he has beautiful hair. Amarti lo b'ni. Mari isa l'shachay sar. No, I said to him, why are you cutting off your hair? Such beautiful hair. So Amali. Roe ha'isi la'avi be'iri. I was a shepherd for my father in the city. V'alach l'shov mayim. Min amayan. I went to get water from the well. From a brook or whatever, a stream. And I saw my reflection. They didn't have mirrors. So he saw his reflection in the water. And I, became like proud of myself. And my Yitzhahara got the best of me. Ubikish the Tordani mina olam, and tried to grab me out of the world. He tried to get me to do the wrong thing. I got a little feeling good of myself. Amarti lo, reka, empty. So I said to myself, empty person. Becoming a balka, I've wanted the world that's not yours. You're going to be worms in nothingness. So my avoda is to cut you off. So that's what the guy said. So he became a nazir. So he's going to grow his hair and then he's going to cut it off. So Amarati Nishaktiv, I got up and I kissed him al rosha on his head. Amarati lo, kamoscha yibu nizirim b'Yisrael. There should be a lot of nizirim like you. Alecha akasav omer ish ki yafli indor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. Right, that's what it means. That you know, it's about you. You said that a person becomes nazir lahashem. The point is being, this is we find the idea that a nazir can be something that is very kadosh and very special. We're going to have this conversation throughout the Masechta. Is nazir good or bad? But here, that's an example. But we'll stop here and we'll pick up more with Shimshon next time.